This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And we are in hour number three. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
The only stuff I use. Check them out at froglube.com. Second Amendment people, quip from Trump, brought up a memory of somebody else who had a little quip a la guns back then. And, you know, the kerfluffle that Trump's caused. It's interesting how much bluster. You know, he's capable of a lot of bluster. Trump is very boisterous. And, you know, when you consider the aw shucks reaction that the media adopted to two rather direct comments about criminal behavior with guns recommended by the current vice president, it seems odd. Well, no, not really, because Trump's a Republican. Of course, only Trump knows if his statement was meant as a threat to his rival, a mockery of gun rights supporters, or a playful jab. Our collective need to take sides in this presidential race ahead of the wisdom of seeing things in context is overcoming our ability to reason. In its in-depth bio of Trump, the Boston Globe describes his boyhood as one that included trips to construction sites with his father, who got started making prefabricated garages that sold for $50 each. By the time young Donald was traveling and learning by his father's side, the business had expanded to plain practical brick homes and apartment buildings. Anyone who spent time with blue-collar workers can recognize the influence of those workday encounters in Trump's present-day banter. That's the way they talk at a construction site. The jabs, they're lighthearted and cutting, the no-frills speech and cut-to-the-chase style, didn't come from the Wharton Business School or the Ivy League institution for which he holds a degree. His critical influences happened much earlier. Wishfully thinking aloud about eliminating a political opponent is nothing new, nor criminal. It is not criminal, period. Free speech, you know. Dumb move for a political candidate? Well, you know, given, I guess you could say that. But it's dumber not to discuss Trump's context and the business in which he operates. Funny, though, how the same seriousness was not given to statements by Joe Biden that specifically advocate what he might, in another setting, call gun violence. Few Second Amendment supporters will forget his idiotic recommendation to Parents Magazine regarding what it views as the folly of having an AR-15 for protection. His recommendation was to get a double-barreled shotgun, which means every time you fire a round from the double-barreled shotgun, if it's double-aught buck, you're firing 836 or 838 caliber projectiles at somebody versus the one that would come out of the, you know, AR-15 for every pull of the trigger. So he clearly doesn't understand the wounding capacity of a shotgun. And he also said, if there's ever a problem, fire two blasts from the house. Which means now you got an empty shotgun. He doesn't promise to show up to help his fans with their legal defense from the minimum misdemeanor and likely felony charges that can result from taking his advice. In fact, there's been a few people charged with taking his advice. They weren't charged with taking Biden's advice. They were charged with firing warning shots. And in one case, he actually advocated blasting through the door, which somebody did that as well. But the Bidenism that should really snag media attention is one that is never discussed. Keeping with the theme of gun comments that could potentially be construed as threatening, take a look at a video that came from 2008 when Biden was a presidential candidate. And when he was talking about Barack Obama, when he was the opponent, he said, if he tries to fool with my Beretta, he's got a problem. I like that little over and under, you know. I'm not bad with it. Where is the outrage over these apparent encouragements of wrongdoing? What? They were forgiven considering the personality behind the statements? It appears that what's yellow versus what's delicious in this bag of rhetoric depends on what gala you're going to, doesn't it? Now, the point of the matter is this, and I look at some of these guys that write some of this stuff, and I don't understand why they continually pursue it, because it's very evident why things are the way they are. It's evident to me. Things are the way they are because the press is liberal. The press comes from New York. They come from the coastal elite cities, either west or east. Okay. Notice how there's never, you never hear news coming out of, I don't know, pick a city in the interior of the United States. Las Vegas is a fairly big city. How come I never hear any anti-gun sentiments coming from there? And I know there's got to be some, but I never hear about that. And that's because that's not where the big news centers are. The big news centers are in New York, they're in Washington, D.C., and they're in California. Okay? Even the CNN comes from Georgia, but it's in New York now. So they've got all of these northeastern people that have never seen a gun before in their life. So, yeah, they're anti-gun. So they're going to be against Trump, and they're going to be against guns, and they're going to look the other way when one of their heroes gets out there and says something about using a gun, or that you're going to be in trouble if you try to take my gun, or any of that nonsense. They look the other way for that, and at the same time they take a statement that doesn't happen and reshape it like it's Jell-O or, you know, Play-Doh or something, and turn that into a veiled threat or call for assassination of a presidential candidate. So, will I spend time on it? Yeah, probably. I'll probably still have to continue to spend time on it. But it's really quite facetious. And it's the facade is just out there. It's out there. It's absolutely exposed. And my problem with continually talking about it is that, isn't it exposed? That's largely just a structural thing on my part that's the problem that I have, is looking at the structure of things. I think there's things, other ways to talk about, but this keeps popping up. And that's because they keep trying to hammer the point to denigrate us. So we can't allow that to happen. That's why. Enough of that stuff. Let's go to break. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
time is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Can your vitamin supplements positively affect your blood in 5 minutes? Protovite can. Protovite is a genuine breakthrough liquid daily nutrition that delivers quality ingredients into your blood in less than 5 minutes. Scientifically proven and backed by clinical studies, Protovite supports energy, vitality, and optimal health. Watch our 2-minute live blood cell video and see for yourself at vninc.com/prohealth. That's vninc.com/prohealth.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Feeding your self-defense tool. Video. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
coming tomorrow, their latest thing. Let's go to the phones. Rich in Montana, Second Call Defense. Yes, sir. Thank you for holding. What can I do for you?
Thanks for taking my call. I wouldn't worry too much about the polls. I think they're all a lie.
Oh, I do too.
The best thing Trump did, and now he should have never came out and threw his support behind McCain or Ryan, either one. That was a mistake as far as the grassroots is concerned. Okay? The best thing he did was get rid of that Manafort guy, give him a title somewhere, put him in a closet or something, and he got a real pit bull in there to handle this stuff for him. You don't change horses in mid-race for another horse when you're winning it.
Well, you know, everybody
needs to be quick, so scared of these polls and stuff. Forget these polls. They're all a lie. What I would worry about, as was a big problem in 12, is the fraud that's going to go on, and there's going to be a lot of it.
Well, it'll probably my problem with the fraud is it's probably going to happen like it did in Philadelphia and in major metropolitan areas that have just hundreds of precincts within a city. You know, there was that one neighborhood in Philadelphia that not one vote was cast for Romney. Remember that?
The electronic voting.
Yeah,
that's the problem. And they
don't.
And as I remember from 12, they don't even count the votes in this country. I think that in 12 they got counted in Spain. And you know who ran who owned the company that counted the votes, don't you? It was George Soros.
Well, you know, one of these days we're going to have to do something about him. But right now, in the meantime,
I still think Hillary's going to win. She's going to be the one selected for this. She's already been selected. But what are people going to do when that happens?
Well, that still remains to be seen, Rich. I mean, you know, the guy that I just had on the show with me, Sean Maloney, he and a bunch of guys were involved in the Colorado recall. And there was an awful, for every dollar they spent at the Colorado recall, they were having $22 spent against them. But they were going out into the grassroots. They were going out door to door. And they got the votes, and they had the recall. Then they went to Virginia, where Bloomberg dropped $2.2 million looking for one seat in the Senate so McAuliffe could push his gun control initiative. And they held that back without spending a dime. So if the grassroots actually will engage, we can take it. But the biggest enemy that you and I have is apathy. The apathy of the people that are out there.
Personally, I understand your point about pushing people to go out and vote, but regardless of people that say that all the time, I think it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time.
I hope you're wrong. I hope
on a federal level. I mean, you were talking earlier about, you know, and let's face it, in this country, states' rights anymore, the 10th Amendment, I mean, states' rights are a joke. I mean, let alone the state I live in. You know how dependent the state of Montana is, and you have politicians around here all the time that, you know, get everybody in an uproar, they're going to kick the feds out and this stuff like this, and, you know, we're going to take our land back, and we're going to manage our own resources. But do you know how, just take Montana, for instance, and I remember seeing a map of probably about a year ago, of just how dependent each state is on the federal government to fulfill their state budget every year. You know where Montana's at? 42%.
Well, see, here's the thing, though, Rich, and Sean and I were talking about this, too. There's enough governors out there right now that if they were to call an Article 5 constitutional convention, that something could get moved, okay? Because it would take, I think, 38 states to ratify it, and there's that many that are out there pushing back.
In the society we live in today now, why would you want to see a constitutional convention, though?
I'm not as afraid of it as most people are.
Oh, I'm terrified of it.
I'm not.
In this country today?
When they're not trying to push, like, you know, some of these polls that they push about guns, for example, where they get out there and they're looking to see how many people want gun control and 62% of America doesn't. That's one of those polls that doesn't really matter.
Yeah, but they don't care. They don't care what you think, and they don't care what I think.
Yeah, but the states have to ratify.
Go ahead.
The states have to ratify it. And if it comes down to it, if these they wouldn't have to push for Article 5. All they have to do is get out there and say, we're not sending any more money to the feds. and cut off that faucet.
I mean, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights has pretty much become irrelevant in this country today as it is. I mean, look what they've allowed Obama to get away with.
Well, I mean, it's going to take, it's going to take a very hard yank to the right.
Would you have believed 20 years ago that there would be somebody like Hillary Clinton be considered for president of the United States?
No, because I had just gotten out of the military and I thought I'd done my part to make the country great and keep it safe. And I was quite naive back then.
It shows you how Orwellian and just how crazy and insane this country's become.
Truly.
I mean, you have half the country today that are dependent on the federal government for making a living.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right.
I mean, the only solution, and I've said this last time I called you, is to bring the whole damn mess down.
Yeah, and that's...
It has to be destroyed. There is no political solution to this. Trump's not going to be able to do anything, even if he does by chance get it.
No, and I think that's the saddest part of it. He might stop the forward momentum, but it needs to go in reverse, and that's going to be a real hard pull.
I mean, I
don't know who's going to do. I don't know who accomplishes that.
I can't even imagine the forces arrayed against him. But at least I do believe he has some good instincts right now. He's following what got him there.
Yeah. Yeah, he's
most people don't care about the way he talks and the way he says things. They want to hear somebody talk like them.
Well, see, all of these guys that are against him on the establishment side, that's just because they know they won't have a seat at the table, and they really enjoy being at the table. Rich, it's going to be okay, because in the end, it'll be me and you that takes care of it. You know what I'm saying?
I agree. I'm going to be just fine. But
so, I'm running out of time, brother.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you. Okay, good talking to you.
Keep it up. Come back any old time.
You keep up the good fight yourself.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye.
We're going to be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, completing your self-defense toolkit studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is something that I've used for 4 years. I will continue to use it forever because the formulation just gets better. I mean, I'm using now the, they call this one the Extreme Hyper Clean. It is Frog Lube. Check them out. If Patricia J. Williams is to be believed, stand your ground laws are all about white people becoming insecure and shooting black people. Or that's the argument that she makes in an article for The Nation. Remember, I talked about The Nation yesterday as well. The Ground, she wrote an article called The Ground and Stand Your Ground means any place a white person is nervous. In her view, the history of the right to bear arms is shaped by exclusionary privilege based on race and gender. It is almost exclusively white men who may reasonably carry firearms to protest outside Target or political conventions. It is almost exclusively white men who do not need to retreat from domestic disputes while on ground deemed theirs. Non-whites and women, however, are much less likely to be able to walk through the world with assault rifles or toy guns or the shadow of anything that might resemble a gun and not be mowed down for that reason alone, either by police or the idealized citizen savior. Well, I don't know, Patricia. How about those Black Lives Matter protesters that were carrying ARs in Dallas when the shooting started and not a one of them got shot? How about that? Does that apply? Does that count? Does it? What about What about all these people in Detroit that do self-defense, defend themselves with weapons? All these black women, all these black people that defend themselves with. They're not getting mowed down. But I digress. While she refers to a citizen savior here and asserts later that stand your ground laws, in the words of Harvard professor Caroline Light, promote lethal response to black intrusions into spaces considered white, most of her article goes after police action. And herein lies the major flaw in the argument that Williams is trying to make. While stand your ground laws have been used as a defense by law enforcement officers regarding a shooting, the primary purpose is to protect ordinary people who use lethal force to counter an attack. The authority of police to use force or otherwise carry out their duties comes under a different heading. More than that, the concept of stand your ground does not include a race clause. The law as it is written simply says that if you have the right to be in a particular location, you are not obliged to attempt to leave that place before defending yourself. This does not mean that you get to start a fight. This does not mean that you get to shoot someone whose music is awful, off of the wrong kind, or to generally be a jerk. That it means none of that. It just means that you don't have to attempt to outrun a bullet, a knife, or a fist. Your concern for your life or for the life of another innocent person must be reasonable. And saying, but the person was black in a public space, isn't going to qualify as such. And to the best of my knowledge, that has never been a reason that has been put forth. Now, Williams mentions, but again misses the point about the racist roots of gun control. She talks about white men reasonably carrying firearms to a protest or a store while failing to point out that in the South, carry licenses were may issue, giving law enforcement the discretion to deny such licenses to minorities. Same is true about gun laws across the country, including the Mulford Act signed by then-Governor Reagan that so many gun control advocates love to cite. One of the questions that Williams wants us to consider is whose ground public spaces happen to be. This is a worthwhile subject to discuss, but the way she goes about it indicates that she's precluded the concept of self-defense. Yet her criticism of the police suggests that she isn't willing to have them defend order or lives either. What we're left with, and I guess she's condoning, is what we've seen in Baltimore and in Ferguson and in Milwaukee. What we saw in Los Angeles. That's what she's condoning. One of the biggest, one of my spots in my soul that is the saddest for me is the fact that there are so many black Americans that listen to this nonsense. Is there racism in the world? Yes. There is, there has been, there is always going to be in some quarters. Yes, there is. Is it institutionalized or widespread here in these United States? No. How do I know that? Well, you know, black America makes up, what, 12, 13% of America. And yet, what is the statistics of white on black crime? The real statistics of white on black crime. Most of the time when the crime is committed, it is committed by somebody who knows somebody, especially a violent crime. Occasionally, we get the random stranger kind of thing. In the more extreme cases of crimes like serial killings and everything else, that doesn't, you know, that goes off of a script that, you know, nobody can really describe. It's all based upon some fantasy that's fueling this violence. Getting out there and trying to gin up unrest is folly. It is folly to try to gin up violence. One day, the violent, the mob, are going to come across a bunch of veterans who've had enough of it. And they're in the midst right now. And some of them are going to be black. Some of them are going to be Asian. Some of them are going to be Hispanic. And some of them are going to be Caucasian. And they're going to be standing there, shoulder to shoulder, facing them, not caring. There is a big difference between being brave because you got a mob behind you and being resolute and determined because you know the drill. And when that happens, on that day that that happens, when you start seeing a group of 12 or 15 guys deploy and begin to coordinate with each other, that's going to be a really dark day for the protesters. And oh my, won't there be cries of this and cries of that? And you know who will have fomented all of that? That will be the progressives. That will be the ones that told a group of people, you're victims, therefore we're going to give you room to destroy. Government doesn't own all private property. They don't have the room or the luxury of giving room to destroy. The private property owners will have a say-so in that one. And they will say so. I mean, it's happened before. It will happen again. It bothers me that it's going to happen again because it's so unnecessary. If a bunch of people just think for themselves, if they would just ask some questions of themselves, then this would not happen. But, you know, I'm just using logic here. Me and Spock, and poor Spock is dead now. So that part of it, no getting around it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisements. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit silveratmarket.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. Silveratmarket.com.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the second call defense. Keeping your self-defense toolkit studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Modularity personified. This stuff is not to be believed. And tomorrow, they're going to change one idea of the way Kydex is supposed to be. Because they're coming out with a new product, and you'll hear about it here tomorrow. Now then, Leo Tolstoy said this, wrong does not cease to be wrong because the majority share in it. At the end of the movie Falling Down, Michael Douglas's average Joe character, you know, he looks around in sort of puzzled shock because somebody tells him something. He goes, I'm the bad guy? You and I, as gun owners, we're in the same boat. We're in the same boat. You see, I own guns. And I've been pulled over by the police a few times when I've been driving a car. I've never really had a brush with the law. I served in the military. I've held jobs. I've gone to churches. I've raised a family. You know, except for the radio thing, I pretty much lived a normal life. As most gun owners do. But if you listen to the politicians today in the news media, me, you, we're the problem. Terrorists killed dozens of Americans at a nightclub or in the workplace or in a military base. Well, that's on me. Gang members kill each other by the hundreds in major cities. That's because of selfish, brutish, unhinged gun owners like you. Mental cases kill other people or themselves. Well, that's my fault. Guns are the problem, not the terrorists and the criminals and the mental cases that abuse them. I'm told that as a gun owner, all of this carnage is my responsibility. How can this be? How can we have gone to this point of things? Well, there's a simple explanation. Americans as a people historically have been reluctant to reduce freedom, to take away rights, and impose new restrictions. The federal government, on the other hand, virtually exists for this purpose. Government is all about control. Public opinion can be an inconvenient obstacle to increased control and to the imposition of more rules and restrictions on individual behavior. So for this reason, it is necessary for the government to vilify a certain group of people before acting. The bulk of the public will not object if the victims are bad people who get what they deserve. Examples. Well, let's look at smokers. Smokers were just originally just normal people exercising their right to smoke. For years, the government and organizations subsidized by the government undertook sustained public relations campaigns to attack smokers as individuals. A Christian business person who refuses to prepare a wedding cake for a gay couple isn't simply adhering to their religion. They're ugly bigots filled with hate who deserve to be put out of business, or at least that's the news media's version. Do you remember the famous Obama line about Americans being bitter people clinging to their guns and religion? Or how about how successful business people are greedy and evil? As in, you didn't build that. So tax them more and pass more regulations. Hunters, you're cruel, sadistic murderers. Have questions about climate change? You're stupid. You're a denier. You don't believe in science. You're personally responsible for risking the future of the entire planet. So forget about the facts. It's about trashing the people who stand in your way. And gun owners, we're in the crosshairs now. Although we're unique among those that are coming up. Because you have a constitutionally guaranteed Second Amendment right to own guns, it's going to take an awful lot of character assassination to justify taking those rights away. So expect things to get real ugly, and here's why. If you're going to trample on the rights of a minority, and gun owners are a minority, which I don't necessarily agree with that, you've got to manufacture and spread enough dirt and slime to ensure the American people will tolerate it. Tyranny of the minority, as de Tocqueville named it, is unfortunately a feature of democracy. If there are three people and two of them agree, number three is out of luck. So what's going to be the answer? One is going to be to fight back in the court of public opinion and not let the lies and distortions and mistruths go unchallenged, which is exactly what I do every day. What you do by listening. What anybody does by paying attention. Gun owners have organizations for that purpose, and they should be supported. Second, the political system does matter. Vote. Founding fathers built checks and balances in the system to prevent the abuse of minority rights. One is the Supreme Court. That doesn't mean we shouldn't continue to try to oversee it just because it's running amok. The next president is going to appoint one or more justices that will determine whether the Second Amendment is, as it was originally written and intended, will continue to exist. So your vote for president does matter. Another check and balance is representative government. We don't decide things by direct democracy, a vote of the people. We elect representatives who give careful consideration to issues and try to protect minority interests. And your congressional representatives matter a great deal. Your vote does matter in those as well. I've never been exposed to bigotry over owning a gun, but I know people are. Bigotry and hate and unreasoning persecution, blame for others' actions and crimes, public shaming, those are the tools that the anti-gun community employs. And you've got to harden yourself for even worse abuse in the future. So, if you're asking yourself, am I the bad guy? Well, they want to make you the bad guy because that's how you get away with taking away someone's rights in America. So get ready for it and get ready to fight back. And understand that what that means, getting ready to fight back. That means you got to fight them ideologically first, but you may have to fight them physically another day. And you've got to be ready to go up to that. It's not a question of... Well, I'll do this, but I won't do that. If you're going to be in the fight, get in the fight. If you're not going to be in the fight, if you're not going to be in the entire fight, it'd be better for you to get out of the way of us that will get in the fight. See, I'm going to point something out. I'm 55 years old, and I'm out here busting my hump every day trying to get in better shape. And that's not because I want to look good without a shirt. And that's not because, you know, I'm 55. I mean, there's only going to be so many more years, but I'm trying to stretch that out as far as I can take it. Retain as much physical viability in case the balloon goes up, which is a military term. if the balloon goes up, I want to be able to roll out and fight with my brothers and sisters. So that's why I'm doing what I'm doing now. It has, you know, it's great to be in better health. It's great to be, you know, I love my grandchildren and my kids and everything else. But at the end of the day, the biggest overriding factor is that I looked at myself and I realized that I was going to die. I was just going to die on the couch. I wasn't even going to die fighting, and I'm just not going to have that. Either I'm going down with this country, or this country's going to prosper. This country is going to become what it is. It's going to become the republic again. And I want it to happen in my lifetime, and to my last day, that will be my goal. That will be my aim. So if you're going to be in the fight, ideological first. And then we, as free people in these United States, as gun owners, we have one more option. We will do this again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. Total control. Remember that? This has been Lock and Load.
Square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the faults. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Solutions.
S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.